Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pardon me, 8:39, quickly to D.A. Jason Williams, who was on with us last week, and he was talking about, I had asked him about jury duty and what happens if you don't show up, and then I saw yesterday, Jason, you on TV talking about this scam, and I wanted to have you on to talk about this. First of all, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay. Tell me about this scam.
So it came to my attention because an acquaintance called who was distressed because she was told that she'd be arrested when she came in contact with the police. She'd be arrested if she tried to go to court and resolve the matter herself. And they wanted her to pay $1,500 over the phone with a credit card. So I called the number, gave an assumed name. Of course, they went with their scam and ruse and said that I, Chester Williams, which is a name I use, one of my favorite uncles, I said, I missed court. Did I miss court? They checked it and said, oh, yes, you missed in January. We can rectify this today. A lot of it sounds very official. They get a lot of the terminology wrong, but this scam is preying on people who just want to do the right thing. And I want to make sure the public is aware so that they can act and they can make a call and we can try to get these folks off the street.
So to be clear, nobody will, first of all, if you miss a summons for jury duty, nobody will ever call you and suggest that you settle it with a credit card. To be clear.
That is a 100% fact. There are no judicial proceedings that will ever be handled over the phone and can be resolved with instant payment via credit card over the phone. Never.
If they do get one of these calls, Jason, do you want them to call you? Or not you or the office or something? Report it?
Yeah, I want them to call the DA's office, the police department. This may be happening in other parishes too, Tom. We've got to be clear on that. We don't know the extent of it. So if you're in Jefferson Parish, of course, contact Joe Lapinto or Paul Connick. If you're in St. Tammany, contact Colin Sims. I don't. This could be a statewide deal. This could be folks outside the state with the advent of AI. But contact someone quickly so that we can look for those patterns and so we can try to link this up and track it back to the real root.
Did you ever tell them that you were the district attorney or not? I'm just curious.
Well, when he said that I would need to make this payment before we get off the phone, I said, well, why can't I just go to jury duty right now if I'm needed for jury duty? He said, well, the moment you step foot on the court floor, you will be arrested. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that's coming in real hot. Mm-hmm. And he hung up on me at that point.
Real quick, let me talk to you about Lawrence Hecker, too. I saw you had something to say about him, the 92-year-old priest that's awaiting trial. You think he's malingering?
Absolutely do. I watched two very extensive interviews, as did much of our community, with David Hammer. He also talked to Aubrey Killen at WDSU, and he was as competent as I am right now. And that man is competent to stand trial. If he can ruin lives and walk away from it and live a free life for decades, he is certainly competent to pay the price for the harm that he's caused and the lives that he's wrecked. I think he's absolutely malingering.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your time. Have a good day and a good weekend.
Take care, Tommy.
You bet. Jason Williams, district attorney. Note, ever give anybody a credit card number to settle any kind of jury duty dispute or anything like that. And if it does happen, call the police department or the district attorney in the parish where you live, because that is a flat-out scam. When we come back, we'll talk to Steve Worthy, CEO of the Four Kids Foundation, Zurich Classic Tournament Director. They got a great field, and we'll talk about it when we come back here on WWL. 8:48, 12 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Steve Worthy, CEO of the Four Kids Foundation, Zurich Classic Tournament Director. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. How are things?
Everything's good, man. I'm going to tell you what. Still got Masters fever from watching it on Sunday, and you got a great field coming in.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're excited about it. We want to bring the best players in the world for everyone here to get to watch. We've got a bunch of them coming, and really looking forward to next week.
Tell me about some of the bigger names.
Well, Rory McIlroy is a headliner. One of those guys that's won, 24 tournaments, how many majors, has been number one in the world. And, it's the first time he's played in New Orleans, so that makes it such a big deal.
Won't be last.
We certainly hope not. We certainly want to show him a good time. And, he's got a great partner in Shane Lowry, who's won the British Open, and, a fellow Northern Irishman, good friend. Excited about them. We've got Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay back, our 2022 champions, both in the top eight in the world. We've got the Fitzpatrick brothers, who were a great story last year and really starred on the Netflix Full Swing show. Colin Morikawa. Yeah. It's a long list, and a lot of great stories. So I think a lot of players that people will want to see.
Will Zalatoris and Sahith Theegala, some of the rising stars on the tour. Man, I'm gonna tell you what, I went last year, and you guys really have it together. For people that don't know, Steve, talk about how it's more than just a golf tournament, because it really is.
Well, and that's a real key to us. I mean, we're more of a football town than golf town, certainly. So we want to make sure we have something for everyone. And so if you're not the most avid golf fan in the world, everything that's great about New Orleans, the food, the drink, the music on Saturday and Sunday night, the fun, we try to make sure that we have something that appeals to everyone. And we've gotten such great reviews from a lot of new customers in our surveys who've come out not expecting to have as good a time as they have. And so, I would certainly encourage people, even if you're not the biggest golf fan, to come out and check it out, find out all the things we have. We think we can have a good time.
I am a big golf fan, and regardless of that, I still would have had a great time because it is an outstanding event. Tell me about how people can get tickets and kind of tickets they can get now and get into the Four Kids Foundation as well.
Sure. Well, go to ZurichGolfClassic.com. We've got tickets from all-inclusive with all the food and drink included to down to grounds tickets. A variety of options there. And that's one thing that I think a lot of people overlook. I don't think a lot of people recognize that all of our proceeds go to children's charities. So, last year was a record year, just over $2.8 million given. We're over to children's charities. We're over $20 million over the last 10 years now. So, our charity committee, we really are careful about where our money goes. We make sure it has a big impact on our area, making our city a better place to live. You can come out and have a great time and at the same time know that the proceeds are helping children.
Give me the web address again, please.
ZurichGolfClassic.com.
I know you're busy. I appreciate your time, Steve. I really do. I hope I see you out there.
Sounds great, Tommy. Thank you.
Steve Worley, CEO of the Four Kids Foundation, Zurich Classic Tournament Director. You really do not need to be a golf fan to go out there and have a good time. You're going to be doing a lot of good. They do a lot of good with the Four Kids Foundation. Big names, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, Kurt Kitayama, his partner, Will Zalatoris, Sahith Theegala, a lot of guys you saw on TV on Sunday competing in the Masters. They will be out in Avondale at the Zurich Classic, and God knows how much stuff to eat and drink. 8:52, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.